This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to another special Daily Devotional. I have no idea when the broadcast starts whether the Lord is going to want me to deliver another Daily Devotional special. No idea at all. But during the broadcast, He lets me know. Today we're looking at Revelation, the second chapter and verse 10. That's Revelation, the second chapter and the 10th verse. And this is a message to Smyrna, a suffering church, is the title of this particular section from verse 8 onwards. As you know, John received the revelation from Almighty God. And this was Jesus talking to John, and John just wrote down what Jesus was saying. And in verse 10 he says, "Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days. But if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life." Oh, Lord God. That is so powerful. You see, beloved, I believe this. I believe so strongly we are coming into the end times. I was praying earlier about that air disaster, that air crash that happened in the French Alps. And it was done now, we believe, deliberately. I know we're in the end times. Jesus talked about there will be wars and rumors of wars. There is discord right across the Middle East. That is becoming more and more and more apparent to me with each passing day that we are nearing the end times, that we are very close to the end. I said to you a little bit earlier on, the Pope that is now in residency in the Vatican, there was a prophecy, a prophetic word saying that he will be the last Pope ever. And some may be driven with fear when they hear that the end is coming. There may well be fear in your heart as you're listening to this and you're thinking, "I don't want my life to end yet. I really don't. I don't want it all to be over yet. I've got so much to accomplish." But beloved, God Almighty knows what you need to accomplish. For He made you. He made you before time began. Beloved, He knows exactly what He wants you to do. And He cares about you. And He loves you. Look at what it says in the first letter of John, the fourth chapter, and verse 18. It says, "For perfect love casts out fear." And when you allow the perfect love of our Lord Jesus Christ to fall onto you and to fill you full, then the fear goes. It is so important that we keep our eyes focused on Jesus in these end times. For if you don't, disaster is going to befall your life. That I do know. Disaster. It makes me think so strongly that we need to be so in communication with Almighty God. We need to be so close to Him. That is why we created Worship Radio 247. We created it so that we could bring you closer, so that we could actually usher in you into the throne of grace. You could come into the presence of Almighty God through this worship. And that happens on a daily basis here on Worship Radio 247. That I know. I know that. I know that I know. Don't be afraid, says Jesus, of what you are about to suffer. Do not be afraid. All of us suffer. Doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, if you live in a huge house or you live in a cottage or you live in a tent. It makes no difference. All of us suffer at some stage. Look at all the suffering that is going on now with all the relatives of those wonderful people who were lost in that air crash. Just think about that, how much suffering is going on. But Jesus brought comfort there by saying, "Blessed are those who grieve. Blessed are those who grieve, for they will be comforted." That is so, so important. And Jesus is saying to you, when you suffer, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. He's saying it very clearly, right into your heart right now. Don't be afraid. For I will fill you full of my love, and we know that my love will cast out any fear that you have. So don't be scared when you suffer. He goes on to say, some of you will be thrown into prison for 10 days. Well, if that's the case, that's the case. But then he says, if you will remain faithful, even when facing death. So you don't have to be facing death to remain faithful, but you need to be faithful and remain faithful to the end. And all that means is following the Lord Jesus and saying, Lord, you are number one in my life. And I declare it now that you are number one in my life. And if you will remain faithful to the end, Jesus says he will present you with a crown of life. What that means is you won't really die. You'll pass from this world into the next world. You will be in glory with the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, as we have said, we are in the end times. My point is this: come, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, come when you're ready. We are ready for you, Lord. We are ready for you to come, and we await your return. And I want you to think about that. I want you to change your mindset from where you were thinking just now to this new thought. What you were thinking just now when you were thinking, you know, I don't want it to end just yet. I've got so much to do. I want you to change your mindset, to begin thinking this way. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Just say those words with me now. Come, Lord Jesus. Say it again. Come, Lord Jesus. And know this, that when the end does come, or when the end of your life on this earth comes, whenever that is, if you are remaining faithful right to the end, he will present you with this crown of life. And you know what you're going to do? When you get your crown of life, do you know what you are going to do? You are going to cast that crown to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I love you. I adore you, Lord. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me your word deep in my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done through my life. Casting your crown to the foot of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I was a youngster, I was in a church in Bristol. And when people were baptized in the pool, the choir used to sing this, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will bring you a crown of life." They felt it was so important that that verse was sung after every single baptism. For many years, I was baptized when I was 15, and as I came out of the water, I heard the choir singing, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will bring you a crown of life." Just know this, when the end comes and Jesus has returned, you will reign with him in glory in the New Jerusalem for 1,000 years. You will reign with the Lord. And know this, you will be with the Lord Jesus Christ for eternity. What a thought. What a wonderful privilege. What an honor it is to serve our Heavenly Father in the way that we do. Thank you, Jesus. Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days, but if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you a crown of life. Heavenly Father, we love you and we adore you, Lord. And we say thank you for what you have done in our lives. Renew us now, Lord. Fill us full of your Holy Spirit. May your kingdom come soon. In the mighty name of Jesus. Just say the Lord's Prayer with me right now. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Thank you, Lord. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.